Hello, wonderful parent. I am Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something that might feel exhausting, those constant reminders about homework, chores, and responsibilities. If you find yourself saying the same things over and over, wondering when your child will just remember on their own, I want you to know something important. You are not alone, and your child is not struggling. They are building. Let me explain what I mean. Inside your child's beautiful, growing brain, something remarkable is happening right now. Scientists call it executive function development, but I like to think of it as building the brain air traffic control system. Just like an airport needs a control tower to manage all those planes taking off and landing, your child's brain is constructing the systems that will help them manage their own thoughts, actions, and responsibilities. And here's the thing that research shows us. This system is not finished yet. It's still under construction, and that's completely normal for children ages 6 and 7. The Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University tells us something beautiful. Executive function skills provide critical supports for learning and development, and while we are not born with these skills, we are born with the potential to develop them through interactions and practice. Did you catch that? Your child was born with the potential. They are not missing something. They are not behind. They are right on track, building these capabilities day by day. Think about what executive function actually includes. It working memory, which helps us hold information in mind while we use it. It flexible thinking, which lets us adjust when plans change. And it self-control, which helps us pause before acting. These three abilities work together to help us manage homework, remember chores, and handle responsibilities. And in your 6 or 7 year old, these systems are actively developing, growing stronger with every opportunity to practice. Now, here where it gets really interesting. Research published in Frontiers in Psychology discovered something that might surprise you. Less structured time in children's daily lives actually predicts better self-directed executive functioning. What does that mean? It means that when children have time to play freely, to make their own decisions about what to do and how to do it, they are practicing self-management without constant adult direction. They are building those neural pathways for independence. So if you have been feeling like you need to remind your child about everything and wondering if you are doing something wrong, let me tell you, you are doing beautifully. Your reminders are not failures. They are scaffolding. They are the temporary support system your child needs while their internal system is still being built. But I know you are wondering, what can I actually do to support this development? How do we move from constant reminders to growing independence? First, let's talk about routines. Consistent, predictable routines are like training wheels for executive function. When homework happens at the same time each day, when chores follow a regular pattern, your child's brain starts to internalize these sequences. The routine becomes the reminder, not you. Start small. Maybe it always backpack by the door, shoes in the basket, then snack. The repetition builds the pathway. Second, let's talk about visual supports. Your child's working memory is still developing, which means holding multiple steps in mind is genuinely hard. A simple checklist with pictures can be transformative, not because your child cannot remember, but because their brain is learning to use external tools to support internal processes. That actually, a sophisticated executive function skill, knowing when to use a tool to help yourself. Third, and this is so important, give your child opportunities to make decisions and experience natural consequences in safe situations. Should they do homework before or after their snack? Should they set out clothes the night before or in the morning? These small choices are practice sessions for self-direction. And when they forget and have to rush, or when they choose wisely and feel proud, they are learning. Educational researchers tell us that independent pedagogy demands that we recognize children's potential for responsibility. That means we believe in their capability even when they are still learning. We provide support, yes, but we also step back and let them try, let them stumble, let them succeed. Now, I want to tell you about a story from the magic book that speaks to this beautifully. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's about Lucas and Ella, two wonderful children who discover something magical at an eye doctor office. They learn that caring actions create ripples of positive change, and that even children have the power to help others through their own initiative. In the story, Lucas and Ella do not wait to be told what to do. They see a scared child, and they choose to help. They use their own abilities, their own ideas, to make a difference. And that's exactly what we are talking about with independence and self-direction. It's not about perfection. It's about children discovering that they have agency, that their actions matter, that they can manage themselves and contribute meaningfully. After you read this story with your child, try asking them, "What did you do all by yourself today that you are proud of?" This simple question builds their awareness of their growing capabilities. It helps them notice their own independence, celebrate their own initiative. Because hear what the research is really telling us: patience, practice, and age-appropriate expectations create the foundation for lifelong self-management skills. Your child at 6 or 7 is supposed to need reminders. They are supposed to be learning. The brain air traffic control system takes years to fully develop. In fact, it continues developing into the mid-20s. So when you remind your child about homework for the 3rd time today, you are not failing. You are providing the external structure they need while their internal structure is being built. And every time they do remember on their own, every time they take initiative, every time they manage a responsibility independently, those neural pathways are getting stronger. The consensus among child development experts is clear. Children thrive when adults believe in their capability and provide supportive scaffolding rather than constant oversight. That's the balance we are looking for. Not doing everything for them, but not expecting them to do everything alone either. We are their partners in this building process. And here's something else that research shows. Constant reminders and overmanagement may actually interfere with independence development. When we hover too much, when we never let them experience the natural consequence of forgetting, we are taking away their practice opportunities. So yes, provide structure. Yes, offer reminders. But also, step back sometimes. Let them forget their water bottle and feel thirsty. Let them realize they forgot to pack their library book. These small moments are powerful teachers. Your child is learning one of life's most important skills, how to manage themselves. And you are teaching them, not through perfection, but through patience, through routines that become habits, through visual supports that become internalized, through choices that become wisdom, through your belief in their capability, even when they are still learning. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, snuggle up with your child and read The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane together. Talk about how Lucas and Ella took initiative. Talk about times your child has helped others or done something all by themselves. Celebrate the small victories of growing independence. And remember, your child's brain is building something beautiful. The air traffic control system is under construction, and you are the supportive architect, providing the scaffolding they need while the permanent structure is being built. You are doing wonderfully, and your child is right where they need to be. With love and starlight, Inara.